course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I'm one of your friends, Dave. We're joined as always by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too shabby. Just living the dream. I'd say over the weekend, had myself a nice pot pie and got to make that and just ate that a little bit ago for my lunch. So my belly is happy.
It's not what I expected to say at the opening of this.
Well, the reason I bring it up because it is horror related. A while ago, I think we were talking about this on the show, but my wife made me those the dinner and a horror movie cards, and
Oh yeah.
this week on Sunday we made the one for Pet Cemetery. So it was Judd's pot pie,
Gotcha.
because I think he references pot pie in the original.
Yeah.
And then we had mud pudding, which is supposed to be based on the Pet Cemetery mud and dirt, or dirt pudding, or whatever they call it. But in any case, it was really good.
Bottom line, I love a good pot pie.
Same.
There you go. All right. Well, in this episode, we are reviewing the movie Find Your Friends, which is now available on Shudder. Before we get to all the goodness that this episode holds for you, Ike, did you watch anything else this week?
I watched been watching Criminal Minds. It's not horror, but it's horror adjacent, I think. True crime kind of falls into that wheelhouse. Let's see. Other than that, not even remotely horror, but we've been watching the Toy Story movies because Toy Story 5 is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
But other than that, not a whole lot.
Yeah, I do love a good Toy Story movie.
Oh yeah, for Toy Story 5, same.
Yeah, so no, nothing for me. I'm still watching Star Trek, which whatever you want to call it. It's got a lot of creatures and aliens and whatnot, so I wouldn't call it horror, but it's obviously sci-fi, but that's what I'm knee deep in, so expect a little bit of that for the coming weeks, because that's what I'm wrapped up in. So, all right, then let's move on because it is time for trivia.
Stump the co-host.
And that means we are going to play Stump the Co-host. As you just heard, it's our horror trivia game where Ike and I draw two cards from identical trivia decks. That's four questions total. We alternate asking each other questions, and we continue on into a sudden death fashion if need be until a winner is determined. So far in 2026, Ike is leading 4-1. So I'm getting into that must-win situation. So, Ike, are you ready to play Stump the Co-host?
I sure am.
Okay, well, I am going to ask you first. Here is your first question. Who are the only two actors who have faced off against an alien, that is capitalized, a Terminator, and a Predator?
An alien? Well, I mean, I would assume one of them would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What is your final answer?
So do I have, is it two names?
It is two names, yeah.
Okay.
It is two actors.
So an alien, you said an alien.
Yeah, basically, who has faced off in the Alien franchise, the Terminator franchise, and the
And the
Predator
Predator
franchise?
franchise.
Yeah.
Okay, so I take that back. I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger has not been in the Alien franchise that I know
Not that I recall.
of. Okay. So I'm trying to think what where's the overlap here. There's obviously overlap. It's not Sigourney Weaver because she was not in Terminator. See, the bad thing is I'm trying to think which of these series am I most familiar with, and it would probably be the Alien series, and then the Terminator series, and then the Predator series.
Okay.
So I know that the Predator movies, there are more recent ones, and I'm assuming that they're probably taken in consideration, like the Alien versus Predator movies. So I'm trying to really think, like, who's been in Terminator, but then who's also been in either like an AVP movie or like Aliens and a Predators movie. And I can't think of a single person. I think I'm just gonna have to say I don't know.
All right, yeah, it's a pretty tough one. The answer is Lance Henriksen. I'm not sure who that
Okay.
is exactly. And Bill Paxton. I obviously
Okay.
know who Bill Paxton is, but yeah, so there you go.
Interesting. Okay. I know who Lance Henriksen is. I'm pretty sure he plays like the head of like there's like that the you like Weyland-Yutani Corporation. I'm pretty sure he plays Weyland, like the CEO of the Weyland industry. I'm pretty sure that's who Lance Henriksen is.
Okay.
But anyways,
Well, according to the
well,
card, he's been
starting
in
off
all three.
weak, but honestly, okay, cool. But I have a bad feeling that you are going to sweep on these questions. So
Don't say that, man. I wish you wouldn't say that.
I genuinely don't know how you couldn't. So
Well, it's so much pressure on me. I now have feel I am just like depressed with the pressure. All right, go ahead though. Lay it on me. What's the first one?
first one is, who hosted the original The Twilight Zone TV series?
That is Rod Serling.
That is correct.
Yeah, there you go. That one wasn't too tough. All right. Woo-hoo! I'm in a lead. Can we just stop now? All right, here is your second question. This 2001 film involves a religious fanatical father taking his two sons on a divine mission to kill demons. Okay.
Okay, so it's a movie. You said it's a divine. What? Read that for me
It
again.
says this 2001 film, yeah, it's a movie. It involves a religious fanatical father taking his two sons on a divine mission to kill demons. I will tell you, I don't believe I've seen this movie. Man, this is a tough question. Not familiar.
Okay, so I'm thinking I have no idea. I'm trying to think if he's a 2001.
2001, yes, correct.
2001. 2001.
This is a tough one, I'm telling you. I wouldn't get this one.
I have not even. I yeah I have not even the slightest of clues, so I don't know. I give up.
It says it is the movie Frailty. I've not seen that movie. I don't know what that mean what that is.
Yeah,
I don't
I've
know.
never heard of
I
that
guess put it on the list, Frailty, right? I don't know.
one. Yeah, I put it on my list to watch because I yeah 2001. That's strange, but all right.
Yeah, it's weird. It's in your wheelhouse. And I've never even heard of this movie, Frailty. I don't know. Does that make me a bad horror fan? Maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, to be fair, I've never heard of it, and if you've never heard of
There
it,
you go.
between our combined areas, listen, it's got Matthew McConaughey, Bill Paxton in it.
Really? Matthew McConaughey?
So,
Oh.
I mean, we're
Interesting.
missing something.
Well, I have to go out and watch that one. Frailty. I don't know.
It's
If you're
weird.
out
It's
there and
actually
you
directed.
go ahead.
Well, it's directed by Bill Paxton.
Oh, I like Bill Paxton. You see,
There you
there
go.
you go. If you're a big fan of the movie Frailty, let us know. I've really not heard of it. I don't know if that makes me shameful or not, but
I guess so, but
okay.
it's for free everywhere.
I'm gonna have to watch that one. Okay,
All
bring it on. What's my second question?
right. Your second question is, Robert Englund portrayed Freddy Krueger in what horror movie franchise?
Really? Nightmare on Elm Street. Come on.
That is correct. I'm telling you, I know you said it's bad luck, but I do not see a world in which you would get all four of these questions not right, but
That
I
is
digress.
literally like the biggest. That's not even a softball lob. That is like putting it on the tee, and everybody stand back and wait for me to hit it. Who doesn't know that?
That's what I'm saying.
Criminy. All right. Whew. Hold on. I should take a moment. I'm up 2-0.
You were up 2-0.
Let me savor this for a moment.
It
So this is what this feels like, huh?
like.
All right. Your third question. In the movie Maniac, what body part taken from victims did the murderer nail to mannequins? Dude, you're getting the luck of the draw here.
Yeah, really. I have seen Maniac. I've seen the original Maniac. And
Well,
I've
there.
also seen the one that they remade.
Yeah.
Let's
So
see.
there was a body part taken from victims that the murderer nails to mannequins.
I want to say it was they were scalps. So it was their scalps.
That is correct, scalps.
Okay. Whew.
There you
I got
go.
one.
There you go. So 2-1, you're still in the fight.
About to be out of the fight
Nah,
because
don't say that. Wait a minute. Let's pause for a moment here. You have one question left. You've got
yep.
one right. I've got two right. If I get this question right, I have won this month.
Yep, that is correct. Like I said,
I don't know how to process this situation.
I do not see a world that you would not get these two questions. These are two
Yeah.
movies that you have seen before and you like.
Don't stop. Don't say that. All right, go ahead.
No.
Third question. For the win, I might
Yep.
add.
Before the win here, I see dead people. Name the movie.
Sixth Sense.
Yep, that
Boom. Holy shit. What kind of alternate reality are we in today? All
was
right.
a rough draw of this today, I'm telling you.
You got some tough ones here. You'll nail this fourth one. This was an easy one, especially given right now. What Wayans Brothers parody series used the title that Wes Craven initially wanted for his slasher film Scream?
I believe that would be Scary Movie.
That would be Scary Movie, which obviously the newest installment is in theaters now.
It surely is. Make sure you guys go check that one out.
That's right.
But all right,
All
just for
right.
shits and giggles.
Let's see what I can do. See if I can get all four.
All right, for the sweep, what movie contains a scene in which a father chases his son around a hedge maze with an axe?
A hedge maze?
A hedge maze.
With an axe. A father chases his son around a hedge maze with an axe?
It's a hedge maze, like a grass maze, like with those big bushes,
Okay.
and he's got an axe, and he's chasing his son.
And you think I should get this?
Oh, 100%. If you don't get it, you're gonna be kicking yourself in a second.
I'm sure I will because I'm shooting blanks here. Maybe my brain's just given up because we already won.
The brain's just like, hey, listen, I've already got it in the bag. Let's just call it
The brain's like, fuck it, man. Do what you want. A hedge maze with an axe. Ooh, shit. You know, I don't know. I don't know. What is it?
is The Shining.
Motherfucker, of course.
Yep, that
Man.
scene at the end there, he's chasing him through the maze.
Yeah, obviously. I was not thinking along that line. Oh well. Thankfully, it wasn't on the line for that one.
No. Yeah, I was out of the running. Two questions to
unreal. I've won.
You
So
have.
I so yeah, you've not clinched the year yet. Good times. So, yay. All right. That was fun. Would have been nice if I got all four, but yeah, whatever. All right, then. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will have our news, birthdays, and all that good shit. So, stick around.
Make sure you subscribe to listen to their screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news.
All right, and welcome back with the news. All right, we're going to start us off here with the news on Curry Barker is on board to direct the next installment of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. And already the internet is in an uproar. They're talking about how are you going to give the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise over to such a new director? And I would dare say that this is possibly the only choice that they could have made, because giving it to these old timers is not getting the job done. Every time that we have gotten a readaptation of this film has been with somebody who's been in the business for a while, and it just doesn't seem like it's actually given us any quality product. So Curry Barker, of course, with his work on Obsession, proved that he can do what he needs to do to make a fantastic movie. So I am beyond excited for this next installment of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Me too, because here's the thing. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a great franchise. Yes. It is a great property. It is a great concept. Let's let someone young with a vision who clearly, I'm assuming, loves the franchise. Curry has already said on record, it's time to take it back to more realism, to more gritty, to more horror like the original. That's all you got to say, Curry. I'm on board. Again, I like a lot of the Texas Chainsaw sequels. I like a little bit of that campiness and that fun. But if you want to reinvigorate this franchise, yes, bring on a guy who just had the fucking biggest movie of 2026. This guy has just made the top drawing horror movie of the year. Outdrew Scream and whatever else. Do I think you should hand the reins to an established franchise to someone who clearly has a vision, who clearly has a love? Yes. Yes. Do I trust Curry Barker? Yes. Take Texas Chainsaw, do your movie, and just go ahead and sell me a ticket. I mean, anybody who thinks otherwise, you are moronic. I mean, if go see Obsession. This guy, he's got it. Whatever it is, Obsession became the number one movie again over the weekend. After the fact, right? I mean, how many movies do that? You go number one, a couple weeks later, you go number one again. He's clearly talented. He clearly has a vision. He clearly has a love. Do I want to see him in the, you know, handle Leatherface? Yeah, I do. Sure. Do it. Let's see it. And go ahead and sign me up on opening night. Amen. And anybody that thinks otherwise, fuck you. I'm in one of those feisty moves today. So here's the thing. If you think Curry Barker should not be heading up this franchise, fuck you. Open your minds. And go see Obsession, by the way, because that's a fucking great movie. It is the best movie of the year so far. Do I want to see what he's going to do with Leatherface? Yes, I do. Because who else is going to do it?
Absolutely. I don't think there's anybody else that I think could quite literally do it the way he's going to do it. So that's what I'm excited
no,
for.
Because that's the thing, right? These guys, I love these young guys that are coming up through YouTube and whatnot. Kurt, like Curry Barker, right? He's going to do Texas Chainsaw. He's going to do it with an absolute love of this franchise and the characters, right? He's not going to do it because he just wants to, right, the clout that comes with doing it. He's going to do it because he loves this franchise. He grew up with this franchise. This franchise had an impact on him. That's what I want doing the next movie. I want someone who's invested. And I'm sorry, again, if you don't want this, you've not seen Obsession.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you haven't, go see Obsession, by the way.
Yeah, it's still in theaters. People are still popping and locking in the theaters, so it's definitely up there.
Amazing movie.
It really is. But hopefully we'll get some more information about the next installment of the Texas Chainsaw franchise with Curry Barker on board. But until then, we will go ahead and jump on to birthdays because that's all we got for news. We got one good birthday, very, very good birthday. Big one. June 22nd, 1958, we have Bruce Campbell, known for his role as Ash in the Evil Dead franchise and Maniac Cop. All I can say is, hail to the king, baby.
Groovy. Yeah, I mean, again, it's Ash. Everybody knows it's Ash. We have to throw a Maniac Cop because we love Maniac Cop. And Bruce was great in it. But Bruce Campbell is an absolute icon just based on Evil Dead. And it's funny because here lately, there's been a lot of Bruce wants to verify. He's done playing Ash in Evil Dead. Have you seen this? There's been this verification, right, that this is done. So yeah. That to me, that's a red herring. I don't think Bruce Campbell is completely done playing it then. Again, do I think he'll pop up? No. But I think there will be some acknowledgement in these Evil Dead movies of the old school, right? The Ash stuff, right? But again, Bruce Campbell, phenomenal job. He is an iconic horror actor based on Ash, the Evil Dead franchise, right? And his part producing the new movies. Obviously, we got a lot of love for Maniac Cop, so we got to throw that in there for Bruce. But what a guy. And Sydney loved the Bruce, right, because he's had some medical issues here lately. So happy birthday, absolutely. Bruce. We love you.
We do indeed.
Yes, absolutely.
But no, like you said, I do think it's a red herring. I think there's going to be some Ash still yet to come. Or maybe it was a... maybe he's already filmed his scenes, and maybe he is done for future movies, but he's already filmed the scenes with these two movies. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, again, whether he appears or whatever it might be, I don't think the name Ash Campbell or whatever is done within the Evil Dead franchise. Again, I don't know, right? Whether he appears, whether it's just a name drop, whatever it might be, I just don't think it's I don't think it's done within this trilogy. I think they're going to bring it all circled back. We talked about, right, the Necronomicon being in, right, three of them. So be it, whatever. But I don't think we've seen or heard one or the other, the last of Ash within the Evil Dead franchise.
Yeah, absolutely.
But regardless, love you, Bruce Campbell.
That's right. We love you, Bruce. And we will go ahead and jump now to our movie anniversaries because that's all we have for birthdays. You had the one and done. You can only have the one. Only one king.
Yeah, but it's Bruce. What else can you say?
True. But we have two anniversaries here. We're going to start with June 20th, 1975. A classic. We have Jaws. Dang. Jaws is great. Jaws is one of those movies that even if you don't like it for the film itself, because obviously the film is a little dated, I think that most people acknowledge that, you have to kind of acknowledge the technical marvel that was the shark animatronic, but also the sound design and how they were able to get a lot of things that they got with this movie. And Jaws is really, I think it spawned a long, long running ride of aquatic themed horror movies, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, Jaws is what I would call, right, that monster, right, that whatever you would call it, monster horror. Again, 1975, if you watch Jaws, it is a marvel that this was 1975. And if you read stories about the struggles they had with the animatronic shark, you marvel at the movie all the more. It was a phenomenal movie. It's a great movie. It was a terrifying movie. I don't care. If you watch Jaws, you're going to be scared. And to think that they did it in 1975. That's the year I was born.
Yeah.
This movie was a couple months before I was born. And to me, it stands this time. Jaws is a great movie. It'll always be a great movie. It's just phenomenal. It is a monster movie, right? You have a monster shark, and it's a great movie. It's scary. It does its job, and it is, to me, Jaws is one of the best movies of all time.
No, I would definitely agree. I think it exists up there for its contributions to the genre alone. But absolutely. Jaws is great. But speaking of great movies, June 24th, 2022, we have a modern day classic, Black Phone. This movie is great. It takes us back a few years, 4 years, 2022, Ethan Hawke and as the Grabber. I mean, really, this is just this movie. It exploded. It was so popular, and the second movie was even better. I think the second movie really capitalized on what the first movie did. And I've heard rumors of like a prequel series that it kind of talks about the Grabber's previous victims and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, it's I will watch whatever they put out, realistically.
Yeah. I mean, the Black Phone's a great movie. I can't believe it's only been, whatever, 4 years. It feels like it's been so much longer. The Black Phone's a great movie. Ethan Hawke, supreme performance. This is a great movie. It's just so good. I like the original better than the sequel, but it's weird. It doesn't feel like it's been only 4 years. Feels like it's been so much longer.
Yeah, as I say, it does feel like 2022 was so much longer than 4 years ago. But
It's
no,
weird, yeah.
no, it really is. But I'm really excited. I'm excited for, I'm excited for more of these movies like this to come out, because this is one of those movies, and that's why small side tangent. That's why we continue to support horror, because if not for our support, we would not get films like Black Phone. And
Right.
Black Phone did so good. Black Phone 2 did really good, and they're, like I said, they've rumored doing prequel series type stuff, which would be fantastic. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I love the idea, I love the concept. Ethan Hawke is amazing, and everybody in that movie is really great. So, but no, I like I said, I love seeing this kind of stuff and getting reminded that, hey, 4 years ago we got this, and then last year we got two. Let's hope that next year or the year after we get three.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, so many movies that we're getting. I mean, Black Phone feels like it's been eons ago, and it's only been 4 years. Again, I think that's maybe a testament to that we're in this really great time for horror movies. It feels like, I don't know, 4 years. It feels like it's been so long since Black Phone came out. It really does.
Like I said, 2022 seems longer than 4 years ago, but
So
I suppose it's
odd,
not.
I guess, yeah.
But all right, well, we will go ahead and move on, though. Those are our two movie anniversaries for the week, so nothing too crazy. I know some weeks we have like 10, but no, those are the only two this week. Now we only have one upcoming release, but it's a good one. I'm seeing some good stuff on some reviews for it. But we have Leviticus coming to theater on June 19th, and it is described as two teenage boys must escape a violent entity that takes the form of the person they desire most, each other. We will be reviewing this movie next episode. I don't think it's in any way related, but I did kind of get It Follows vibes from this movie, the trailer at least, just because of kind of the entity aspect of it. But this is a, I believe this is an Aussie film. I believe this is an Australian made movie. I will double check that, because obviously I don't want to. Well, based on the names alone, some of these names are seem a little Australian.
Yeah, but again, it's one of those things where it's like we're at this point where we don't have a lot of big releases, right?
Yeah.
And Leviticus comes in, so that's the one we're going to review. But that often are the kind of movies that sneak in and surprise you. Right, that's a pretty vague, basic description of the movie. But what will they do with that, right? That sounds very enticing. And I look forward to seeing this, right? I mean, you have me at the word entity, right? If there's an entity involved, I'm good. It sounds like fun. Yeah, I look forward to seeing this. This is we're at that weird point of movies where it's kind of like there's not a lot of big releases, so you can get some of those sleeper movies that come in and surprise you.
No, absolutely. And that's what I'm most excited for with a lot of these movies, because Bring Her Back was one of those movies last year, which
Yeah.
also just so happened to be an Australian movie. This movie is
Yeah.
Australian, by the way, I did confirm that. But Bring Her Back was one of those sleeper movies that kind of slipped in under the curve a little bit, and you're like, oh hey, what's this about? And it was just so good. I mean, you're like, holy shit, that was amazing. Like, where was this movie at? Why did I not hear about this one? But yeah, I think Leviticus has the opportunity to be for lack of a better phrase, this year's Bring Her Back,
Yeah.
but no, yeah, I'm very excited for it. It has potential. The trailer looks great, and of course, for some reason, Aussie horror has just been really killing it these last few years.
Yeah, again, anything you go into it with an open mind.
Yeah.
Again, this is not one of those overhyped movies, but could be a sleeper hit.
Could. It very
Yeah.
much could. But all right. I think that just about does it for our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. We will go ahead and take a quick break, but when we come back, we will have our official review of Find Your Friends. Stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/wrasslepod. That is linktr.ee/rasslepod. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
All right, it is review time, and we are reviewing Find Your Friends. Written and directed by Isabel Pakzad, starring Helena Howard, Bella Thorne, Xeon Marina, and others. This movie was released June 12th on Shudder. And man, let me dive into this. I have to say, I didn't care for this movie. Let me dissect it. Go
I
ahead.
would argue I would argue just a small point. I am not sure you and I were the intended recipient of this movie.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Because
But I am on your same page though. You go ahead and dive in.
I will say, let me, you know what? I'm not going to even try to mince words here. This movie annoyed me. The actresses. Not because of the performance, because of their characters annoyed me. I couldn't relate to this movie in any way. Everything they said, everything they did, everything they tried to portray as characters annoyed me. This whole concept, again, don't get me wrong. I like to have a drink and this and that and have fun. But this whole concept of what they were doing in this movie was stupid to me. I'm not mincing words. And I thought there were points where it was a little hokey in the way they acted it. Do I think again, this is one of those movies that I within my head, I have to wonder how much of a quote unquote horror movie this was. It was more of a thriller, right? It had some tension. It had people chasing down these girls and whatnot, but early on in the movie, It made me dislike these characters so much that I was like, I was okay if they got killed. I didn't care. I was like, you know what? They bring it on. I don't know. Some of the villains they brought on to chase these girls, I thought it was a little loose. I thought they could maybe tighten it up a little bit, do a little bit more. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. I wasn't a big fan of this movie. Let me put it that way. These girls, right? They went out to have this party. There's a lot of discussion about what you're gonna do with your life. You're gonna be this, you're gonna be great at this, right? They were obviously out to have a good time, celebrate their final carefree years. Some of the quote unquote villains of it, I don't know. I don't think it was, I thought they could have tied it down a little better. It was weird to me. I don't know. This movie, it let me down. I went into it not knowing what to expect, and I guess I didn't enjoy it a lot. I guess if you want to be fair, I'm not the target probably audience for this. But I don't know. It didn't really capture me in any way. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. I was annoyed by the characters. I was annoyed by their interpretation, their acting, the way they acted out these characters. The villains seemed kind of weird, kind of loose, like this. I don't want to get spoilers with this. Oh, you've invaded our town. You come to our town to party, and we. That seemed a little, I don't know, wonky to me. I don't know. It was a little weird. I guess I just didn't feel like this is a very strong movie. Not a movie I would rewatch, not a movie I would have any desire to rewatch. Maybe I'm not the target audience, but I don't know. It didn't hold my interest. Ike, what do you think?
Yeah, so here's my thing. I think a big part of it is that this movie definitely plays up on sort of the idea of like, that the drinking culture, the party culture, and I think it's definitely meant to be for that sort of like a younger crowd. So for us, being able to, I think a big part of any horror movie is being able to try and put yourself in the shoes of the protagonist, for better or for worse. And for two guys who are cannot really relate to the protagonist in this movie, I think that we our enjoyment of the film is obviously significantly brought back from that, because we don't exist in that culture. We don't party. We don't do all this stuff. And the whole concept of these characters does not match our how we do things typically.
I hated the protagonists of this movie. I
Exactly.
wanted them to be killed. I
So
thought they were assholes.
you're like, hey, like I can't really relate to these characters, but then also like they're not doing any favors to like get you to be like, oh man, I feel bad for these characters. And
No.
so I think the big thing too is that the movie, I want to say, I want to say Bella Thorne had a hand in it somehow, not in like a directing or a writing product or perspective, but maybe like a production point. I don't know,
I don't know.
but I feel like I remember reading something or watching an interview with her talking about that. But that's really inconsequential. Bella Thorne's fine; she's a good actress. But I don't know. It just felt like you said, it had a little bit of that hokiness, and it just felt like they weren't pushing towards the right goal. The antagonist kind of felt weak. The motivation for the antagonist felt weak. And then so you have this situation where the motivation of the antagonist felt a little off. You have the motivation of the protagonist a little off. The protagonists themselves are a little off. And it's just, I don't know, it just didn't quite strike right. But despite that, I think that the movie was properly edited. There was a lot of really nice scenic shots. there was some good cinematography and some potentially, you know, nerve-wracking moments. And I think that while all of that was there, I don't think that it totally redeemed the movie. And even then, the acting was decent. Like you said, the protagonists did a very good job of making me not like them, which maybe that was the point. Maybe that was the purpose. Maybe it was to kind of get you on the side of the antagonist. I'm not totally sure. But overall, I don't think that I would go back and rewatch this movie either. It just wasn't the greatest. Not the worst by any means. I was able to watch it, but not the greatest movie we've seen this year by far.
No. Yeah, and you're right. Not the worst per se. But again, it's like there's a lot of things in this that I just wonder. It's like, is this what people act like now? I mean, am I just that out of touch? Right, where I don't know. It's like, it just, I don't, I'm not, it was weird. I couldn't relate to the characters. Maybe it's because of my age. I don't know. It's like, I felt like I fell on the wrong side of this. It's like, it's like, okay, yeah, these people annoy me. Go ahead and kill them. And I don't think that was the point behind it. So, whatever. It is what it is. There was a pretty wicked scene, I don't want to give it away, involving some scissors that people should probably see. So watch it at least for that, I guess. Right, that was a pretty, I don't want to say cool, but I'll say cool. It was a pretty cool scene. Again, I don't know. Find your friend. I guess if we're wrapping this up, I'm going to rate. I can't give it a 3, right? I'm going to have to rate this. Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to rate this a 2. I don't even think I can go 2.5 on this. I'm going to have to rate it a 2 out of 5. I didn't really have a lot of enjoyment in this movie. It was okay. Not a movie I would rewatch. It's not a movie that I would really, quote unquote, consider fun. So, again, for me at my age, and again, it might be a relatability as you know thing. I'm going to rate it at 2 out of 5 screams. So, Ike, what would you rate it?
Yeah, I think that, like we said, I don't believe we're the intended audience for this film, and that's okay. You know, I still support what they're doing because Shudder gives an outlet for these creators to make movies for not just one specific audience, and I think that's a great thing. So the only reason I mention this, cause I don't want anybody to hear our review and be like, oh, I'm not going to watch it. No, still go watch it. Develop your own opinion, form your own opinion. But I would agree. I think a 2 out of 5 is fair. It is by far not a 1. I would honestly lean more towards a 2.5, but I think a 2 is fair considering that, you know, this, again, I don't think this movie was quite made for us. We were not the intended audience for this and that's okay. Yeah. We're not going to be the intended audience for every horror film and movie that's ever made. And, that's all there is to it, but, watch it for yourself. Don't take our word for it.
Yeah, definitely. So again, yeah, like you said, go out and watch it, formulate your own opinion. It wasn't a horrible movie, but again, it's just, I didn't find a lot to relate with the movie. That might be because I'm old. So again, if you're more in the age whatever bracket of this movie, you might be able to relate a little more to it. So again, still go out and watch, find your friends on Shudder, and see what you think of it. Because it might just be that I'm an old guy and I just can't relate to that lifestyle anymore. Like we said earlier, next episode, we are reviewing Leviticus, which is going to be in theaters coming up on the 19th. So watch that. Come back and listen to us. See what we think of it. We'd like to say thank you to the wives and then all of you listeners and followers for all of your support. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Search for Listen to Their Screams or Listen the number 2 and Screams. You'll find us there. And make sure you subscribe to us on your podcast platform and give us a rating and a review because that helps us in those algorithms. So before we close out, Ike, anything you want to add?
Oh man, let's see. Nothing much. Just continue to support horror in all facets. You know, make sure we check out Screambox and Shudder. Make sure we are always supporting those independent film releases because Screambox and Shudder has empowered so many creators to go out there and be able to make these movies and to put them onto a platform where people can actually go and watch them. Versus, you know, in the past, that's not always been the case. Sometimes movies just don't get made because there's nowhere to put them. There's nowhere to release them. So. In any case, other than that, I hope everybody is staying safe out there. I know there's a lot of crazy weather coming through the Midwest and even down here in Florida. But man, this is a crazy time of year. Us Floridians are getting into the hurricane season, so that'll be the next horror movie for us.
That's right. Plenty of rain coming through. But again, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. So make sure you're getting out there, going to theater, supporting horror. Make sure you are su supporting horror on the streaming services. Make sure you support horror in physical media, whatever it might be. Support horror. And until next episode, when we review the movie Leviticus. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.